Investigators say the dramatic increase in recent structure fires around the city of Bridgeport, at least in part, is because of the cold snap. And now Bridgeport's fire chief, Lance Edwards, is reminding the public about the safety that you need to be thinking about when you're using things like space heaters and, of course, just safety around heating your homes in general. Chief Edwards is back with us right now to talk more about this. And hey, Chief, great timing, especially because we are going into a stretch of extreme cold weather, not even going to reach freezing until mid to late next week. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me. How's everything, Melissa?
Fine. I think the timing of this is really interesting because we ran this story earlier this week, but then again, we're going into, like I said, a stretch where there's a cold weather protocol in effect for the next 5 days. So this is a great time to remind people about just heating their homes safely. So let's start with space heaters. What should people be thinking about?
It's funny you bring that up. My fire marshal's office developed a safety message that was posted on our Facebook page. I believe it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, regarding the hazards and the do's and don'ts of proper usage of space heaters. And the big thing is to make sure that the space heaters, they're very safe to use and operate, but you have to make sure you plug them in directly into the wall outlet, opposed to using an extension cord to get them, like, say, closer to a bed or closer to a couch that you may have in your room. It's also important to keep it at least 3 feet away from anything that can burn, anything combustible. So, like I said, space heaters are very, very safe. And as you know, I say the same thing, Melissa, you have to follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Exactly. I mean, and I would say the same thing for, you know, when we talk about something I believe that came out of that campaign this week, Chief, which was never to use your oven, for example, to heat your home. Is that something that people will commonly do, though? I feel like that warning is out every single year.
And we put the warning out every year, but people will do whatever it takes to keep their family warm. We understand that. But ovens are designed to operate with the door closed, not with the door open. And people forget that when they're thinking about the heat that radiates from that box, but you're also allowing carbon monoxide to enter into your living space. So that's the one big hazard, as well as burns, because children like to play in the kitchen. And the one thing you don't want to do is have a child run by the stove and accidentally get burned because the door was open. So there are multiple hazards that come along with trying to use your stove to heat your house. But we certainly say the last thing you want to do is use your stove as a heating device. It's not designed for that. It's designed to operate with the door closed, not open.
Again, we've got Bridgeport's Fire Chief Lance Edwards here making sure that you are heating your homes safely, especially when we have these cold snaps that we're going to be experiencing over the next few days. Chief Edwards, another thing is, I know we've talked about obviously using the manual when we talk about space heaters or I would think obviously ovens, things like that. Are there other, you know, do you find there are other ways that, you know, unfortunately we do see structure fires happen solely because people are trying to heat their homes? Like, are there other, I don't want to call them offenses, but other red flags that you see typically after a fire happens and you think, oh man, that's something that could have been avoided?
That's heating related?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Or winter related, I guess. Yeah. I mean, are there other things that you're finding?
I think, well, in the winter, we have more people staying indoors because of the inclement weather outside. And when people stay indoors, as you know, we have a tendency to put weight on in the winter. It's because we're not as active and we're eating more because we're in the house. So I will stress this. Cooking is still the number one cause of structure fires in this country. But runner up in the winter is heating appliances, carelessness, such as discarding cigarettes and cigars, and electrical issues. But cooking, because we spend so much time in the house in the winter, is still the number one cause of fire. So people being distracted either because of their phones or television and other people in the house, we have to remember that we have things on the stove that are cooking. That's the number one issue still.
Do you typically see, Chief Edwards, more structure fires during the winter season? I'd imagine you do.
We do. But like I said, cooking is still the number one cause of fires. So that's pretty steady throughout the year.
Right. That's 365. Sure.
That's 365. And there's a slight uptick in the wintertime because people are in the house a little bit more. And especially around the holidays, people are burning candles and people are improperly using extension cords, things of that nature. And that's where the electrical fires come in.
Thankfully, we're beyond that. For the most part, that's good. But you're right. Even the candles, I mean, so we could be seeing, and maybe not with this storm, but certainly in the winter, power outages. And so I would imagine one of the things, because nobody's really heating their homes because of candles, but they may be lighting up their homes if they lose power with candles. But maybe the better idea is to just have flashlights or things like that. I don't know if that's your recommendation, but, you know, just out of fear of house fires.
No, absolutely. First, we would recommend that your cell phones are fully charged, because most people have a flashlight on their phone. And people will use candles as a form of lighting in the home. Mm-hmm. But we have people that will also utilize a generator when the power goes down. So we would advise, if you're going to use a generator, make sure that the generator is away from the home. We would recommend that you have a carbon monoxide detector inside of the home in case those gases deep into the home, and any type of exhaust vent that you will have for any type of heating appliance, those vents have to be kept clear, especially if we're talking about 12 to 18 inches of snow, because if those vents get clogged up, all those gases that are designed to exit the home will build up and stay in the home, and you're definitely going to have an issue.
Well, and as you talk about carbon monoxide and obviously having your detectors working, I would think now more than ever, we should certainly just be double checking, making sure that all detectors are functioning on all fronts, right? I mean, this is a better time than ever to make sure that they're all working, especially during, you know, like an upcoming storm.
Absolutely. And this is a perfect time for me to plug our free smoke alarm program. If there is an issue and you would like to have free smoke alarms installed for the city of Bridgeport residents, the telephone number is 203-335-8835. And the beauty of our program is we work around your schedule. So you let us know when you would like us to come out and install the detectors. We don't tell you when we're available. You let us know when you're available and we come out. We work around your schedule. It's a great program.
It totally is. And the amount that you've already, you know, given to families is incredible in Bridgeport. I just want to remind folks. But if you're deciding to do that before we get into this weekend, I would say be patient, because I don't know if you have a lot of inquiries right now, Chief Edwards, but I'd imagine in the next couple of days, you'll probably get more of them. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, the firefighters are going to have to, you know, take their time to get to you, especially with the storm going on. And if there's an influx of calls coming in, you know, just know you're not alone in taking advantage of that program. Chief Edwards, I want to thank you so much for what you do, your entire department, and certainly stay safe during this upcoming storm. And thank you for all the reminders. It's really important that we just keep them in mind throughout the winter, really, not just during this storm, but really throughout the winter and throughout the year. So thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay safe out there. That is Chief Lance Edwards with the Bridgeport Fire Department right here on WICC.